of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.denisejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Queenie, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. And when I tell you that God is a good God, oh, yes, He is. Hallelujah. Amen. He makes His face to shine upon us and be gracious to us and to give us peace. Amen. He said that He would lift up His kind of countenance upon us. Praise God. Amen. In other words, praise God, amen, He is always, amen, working for our good. Glory to God, especially for them that love Him. Praise God, amen. Make Him the center of your life, praise God. I promise you, amen, that He will direct your path. If you want to call in live, you can call in at 347-826-9424 and just share the airways with me. Don't let me be on here by myself. Go ahead and tune in and let me know that you like a song or you like the word or, you know, something like that. We want to start this show off with our favorite statement. You know, to God be the glory for the great things that He has done. You are favored. Blessed and highly favored at that of the Lord. Here's our favorite statement.
My Gospel Soul, favorite statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes His face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love, and others are receiving healing, both in mind and body, through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favorite statement. God bless.
Amen, amen. That is our favorite statement. God favors me today. Sometimes you just need to get a confession in your spirit that will lift up the name of Jesus, but also lift your spirit. You got to know who you are, glory to God, and what it means to you. Praise God, amen. Always say that, amen, because it's true. You got to know that you serve a true and living God that has your best interest at heart, and He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, hallelujah. Lean on His unchanging hand. Let's get into the weather, let you know what this weekend is going to look like. I'm going to tell y'all something. You know, we always are in for surprise here in Houston, Texas. So I'm gonna let you know what's happening in your weather. I can't promise you that it is gonna go down like that. Okay, so it's just so you can be equipped for your weekend. All right. Right now we're giving the forecast for Friday. For tonight, it's going to be mostly clear until late night, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, it's going to be partly cloudy early in the morning, then clearing. Highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday night, mostly clear, lows around 70. South wind around 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. The winds are going to be south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Sunday night, mostly clear, isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s. That is your forecast for this weekend. Enjoy, but get ready by the end of Sunday to have on some rain boots. I'm just saying, if you live in Houston, Texas, you already know what I mean. This next song coming to you is by the same music group, and it's called This Little Light of Mine. I'm going to let it shine right here on My Gospel Soul.
Oh,
righteousness. Amen. Amen.
music group.
Welcome back, welcome back. You listened to the Save Music Group and then went into listening to Sharon Moore and her song, Jesus Wants to Bless You. Amen, amen. Today, we're going to talk about depression. How do you know the signs of depression? And I'm using for a reference. I think this is Santa Clara University. They have a lot of resources in case you want to go read, research, and, you know, and just be aware. Because a lot of times some of our loved ones are dealing with depression. We are dealing with depression. And we just don't know the signs. We just think we're just in our feelings. Or some people say, you know how to say, oh, you sound like you in your feelings. You know, sometimes that could be an early sign of depression when someone says that to you, you don't really think about it, but it could be a sign. Anytime that you are so consumed with what everybody else is doing and you're feeling down about yourself or your situation, like you're not doing enough or you're not good enough, these are different things that are red flags to let you know maybe you need to, maybe you're dealing with a bout of depression. Some people deal with minor forms of depression, and some people deal with major depression. We're going to talk about that today. Symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, SAD. That's what they call that. So we're going to talk about that today. But before we do, let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to just share good news, to share information that will help somebody throughout their lives, help somebody also be closer to you. But most importantly, help us be informed. You say, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity today just to share some facts so that if we have the evidence of something, we know what to pray for and where to get help. And we thank you for it right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen. We indeed know that God is very present help in the time of need. But you have to know what's going on with you. I love to say this to anyone that's listening. In order for God to help you, he already knows what's going on with you, but he does not force our will. So we have to be able to say, Lord, I'm depressed. Lord, I'm sad. Lord, I'm feeling low. Lord, I just can't get myself going. Lord, help me, you know. But sometimes we are so busy trying to show everybody that we are the strongest and we have it going on, and for us to seem weak, listen, that's an imaginary place. We all have times where we are sad and low. But we're talking about depression today. How do you know when that low, you're being held in that low? Let me say it like that. Well, we're going to talk about that today. So let's look at it. Again, I'm using Santa Clara University, their study on depression and getting help for it. So let's look at it. It says, depression is an illness. It affects the whole body, including the brain. It can change how a person feels emotionally and physically. Depression is treatable, so it is important to speak with a health care provider if you experience any of the following. So the symptoms of depression, let's look at it. The symptoms of minor depression. These feelings may be present for an extended period of time, overeating or poor appetite, difficulty sleeping, or wanting to sleep all the time, feeling as though you never have enough energy, difficulty concentrating, chronic low self-esteem, okay, or pessimism or sadness. So if you are exhibiting these symptoms, this is what they call minor depression, you know. And I want us to look at each one of these, overeating or poor appetite. So you either at one end of the spectrum, you're either overeating or you're not eating enough. You go days without eating. You go all day without, you know, it doesn't. Those are signs. And if you are doing this, sometimes it's not depression. It might be just a sadness or something. You're stressed or something is on your mind. So you have to know, we're looking at all of the symptoms that bring us to a place where we know that it is minor depression. So poor appetite, overeating, coupled with difficulty sleeping or wanting to sleep all the time. You know, and I'm one that battled with depression and anxieties and all kinds of stuff. So my sleep was up and down. Some nights I didn't sleep but 2 hours, 2-3 hours. And then some days I would want to be in the bed all day. You know, I had to open up the blinds, let the sun in. I'm one of those people, I have to get some sun. If I don't get some sun, then that means I'm not leaving the house. I'm not going anywhere I want to do. So you have to personally be aware of when you have your activities have changed. You know, your behavior has changed. Now let's look at this. Feeling as though you never have enough energy. Now I know a lot of people that feel fatigue. Oh, I'm tired. I'll just sleep. I just want to go to sleep. When you feel yourself doing that and you know that you're usually a high energy person, that is a red flag. Difficulty concentrating. Okay. I know sometimes I deal with that. Difficulty concentrating. Keeping your mind on one thing, you know. You know, or just focusing, you know, focusing on that thing, okay? Chronic low self-esteem, pessimism, or sadness. That chronic feeling like you're not good enough, what I just talked about earlier, feeling like everybody is doing better than you, feeling like you'll never get your, like they say, head above water, feeling like you'll always be challenged, feeling, you know, those things you have to pay attention to because you could end up in a place where it just grabs a hold of your life and there you go. You know, it makes people not want to talk to you, you know, because you got some people that will tell you, hey, maybe you're depressed. But you got some people that just don't want, they'll feel like you're negative. You don't see it, but they hear it every time they talk to you. So you have to stop and say, wait a minute, I'm hearing this more than often. Maybe I need to stop. Maybe I'm dealing with depression. Okay, let's look at major depression. The symptoms of major depression. It says a more acute illness with symptoms of minor depression and some of these additional symptoms. Loss of pleasure in activities you used to enjoy. Okay, that means that you don't want to do nothing you used to do. And you used to have so much life in doing those things. And now that I think about it, I know that I went through a major depression after after my husband died in 2014. I wanted to shut everything down. I think I did. I stopped preaching. I stopped teaching. I stopped radio. I just stopped. Just stopped witnessing, stopped doing whatever. And that was it was things I loved to do. Get out in the community, have big outdoor events, and I couldn't get my mind wrapped around doing anything. So I was sinking into depression. Significant loss, weight loss or weight gain. If you notice changes in your body, you know, feeling worthless or guilty. Some of us are dealing with that right now, feeling worthless. A lot of people have lost their jobs due to COVID-19. They can't provide for their families like they used to. A lot of people have to get in lines and ask for help. So, and a lot of people whose pride is, you know, you have great pride, it's a little difficult to go into a mode where you have to wait for somebody to help you, or you have to go to different places, humble yourself, you know, where you are used to providing. You are used to being the breadwinner. Now you're in a position where you are, you have to ask. So sometimes you get that feeling of worthlessness. That's why I say it's very important that you be careful what feelings you entertain. Because some things you need to get, I always tell people, get up quickly. Okay, I know you said, but get up quickly. Get yourself up quickly because sometimes, like I said, my husband had passed away in 2014. I didn't get up quickly. I stayed it down. I fell so deep in that pit till it was difficult to get out of it without help, okay? Let's look at this. Hopelessness, thinking things will never get better. Oh, my Lord. I fall into that sometimes. And guess what I do? Those of you that listen, you are Christians, you are believers, you already know what I'm going to say. It takes me praying. It takes me getting into my word. Philippians 4 and 6, I always throw that out there for people dealing with depression and anxieties to bring your thoughts and everything under subjection to the power of God, to the word of God. I am what God says I am. I will be what God says I will be. I will do what God tells me to do. You get what I'm saying? Your identity, even when you talk about low self-esteem, you can counterattack that with standing up against whatever that thought is, doing the opposite, speaking the opposite. If you're that voice or that feeling, you're feeling like you're not good enough, tell yourself boldly, out loud, I am good enough. I am more than enough. God said that I am fearful and wonderfully made. God said I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am a royal priesthood. It's different affirmations through the word of God that you can begin to speak into your life to bring you out of the ditch of despair. And listen, I want to say this. Your feelings are valid. How you are feeling, I never want anyone to tell you, that's not real what you're feeling. I don't believe it. Oh, I don't want to hear that. Okay, listen, I acknowledge your feelings. I'm telling you right now, I've been through that. Like they say, been there, done that. And it's easy to fall in a pit of despair, okay? So the next thing you want to look at is a sense of being overwhelmed by sadness or going crazy. You think you're about to lose it. Oh, you hear many saints of God testify and sing how they thought they were going to lose their mind. That's for real. We sing about it. We write hymns and songs about it. But the truth of the matter is, it is times in your life where you are overwhelmed. Everything is coming. You feel like everything is coming at you. At one time, it's on your shoulders to fix it. You got to hurry up and do something about it. Those are anxieties. And anxieties have to be brought again under subjection to the power by the power of the Word of God. The Word of God talks about bringing your thoughts under captivity. And I'm telling you, one of the hardest things to do is bring those thoughts under captivity. If you are not praying, if you are not seeking God, if you are not in your word, building yourself up, and yes, I'm going to say it, in the most holy faith. Some people say, pray my strength in the Lord. That's for real. That's just not a saying. I need for you to pray for my strength in the Lord. Come on. I need to be built up in the most holy faith. For real. Come on. Because this life, man, listen. Now, look at this. It says, hard to explain, sometimes frightening, physical symptoms. Okay, so you got some people don't know that when your back is hurting, your legs get to hurting, your hands get to, you got a headache. All of these are physical manifestations of depression. I'm talking about coupled with the other symptoms that we've already read. These are physical manifestations of depression. Depression affects you physically. Okay, so let's continue on. Death or suicide, major major thing. Now I want to point this out. You may say, "No, I'll never commit suicide." But I didn't say that you attempted suicide. I said the thought of it. Now, I'm going to throw this out there because a lot of you need to identify what this is. That voice that tells you that everybody will be better off if I'm gone. Everybody will be, I'll be better off if I'm gone. I won't have to worry about this anymore. That's thoughts of death or suicide. And sometimes we just think that's just us thinking about making other people's lives easier. But really, it's that part of us that's coupled with low self-esteem, feeling worthless, feeling like nobody loves us, overwhelmed by sadness, all of that. And so it manifests itself it gets you to a place where you say, well, let me just, maybe if I was gone, So you have to be aware of that. That is the symptoms of major depression. Okay. Now, I am one that believes that God is the healer of all things, but I also believe that God, through his infinite wisdom, gave the doctors the knowledge and know-how to deal with our depression, not just to deal with healing the body, but healing the mind. So you will have, some of us do need treatment, do need medication. That's why you have to make sure that you talk to a doctor, a healthcare provider. Let's look at this seasonal affective disorder. It's called SAD, S-A-D, all caps. A reaction to lack of daylight, okay? Symptoms can mimic those of minor or major depression. Occasionally, people may experience this during the summer. Causes of seasonal affective disorder for both winter and summer include the following: changes in light levels and length of daylight intervals. Like I was saying, I wouldn't go outside. I wouldn't, it's important that we get a certain amount of vitamin D every day. Sunlight is the biggest contributor of vitamin D. When you are low on vitamin D, you are susceptible to depression. You're susceptible to sad. You're susceptible to it because you're not getting the proper amount of daylight. That's why it says in the summertime, in the wintertime, you got different things going on. Look, changes in ambient temperature, changes in humidity, disrupted schedules. Now, that's another thing. If you were used to getting out your house, that's why I wanted to bring this up for COVID. If you were used to getting out your house, getting out, being active, doing, this COVID thing can cause an onset of sad because you're so used to getting out, working out, doing, running, and you're in the sunlight, okay? And then when it all of a sudden you can't really socialize anymore, you can't really go to different events, you can't really, it will overtake you, it will consume you. Disruptive schedules, body image issues, particularly during swimsuit season. I don't have the issue because I never wear swimsuits. But those of you that love, to go out, again, COVID causes people to gain at least 5 to 10 pounds during this COVID season. Some people gain more, okay? So you may be dealing with that. Could cause an onset of seasonal affective disorder. And then you have financial strain. It says from vacations, but financial strain has happened due to layoffs, closing of businesses. That means a person have to look for another career. It was big businesses that closed down during this pandemic. So you want to make sure that that mentally we always take care of ourselves physically, because we can actually see what's happening. If you hit your toe on the table, you actually know that it's your toe that's hurting. you cut yourself while chopping up vegetables. You actually know that it's your finger or your hand that you cut. You can see it, you can put a Band-Aid on it, and you can take care of it. But when it's your mental health, and you can't tell the difference between a regular emotion or an overwhelming, something that has gripped you or has set in, it's a little more difficult. That's why it's important, just as much attention as you pay to your physical health, you need to pay to your mental health. Let's look at the treatment. Well, let's look at getting help. If you have experienced symptoms of minor depression or sad for a while, consult a health care provider. If symptoms of major depression have been present for 2 weeks or more, contact a health care provider. Should you be experiencing suicidal thoughts, contact a health care provider and/or a crisis line immediately. Okay, immediately. Treatment. Treatment options are often used in combinations. Possible treatments include talk therapy, medication, exposure to light, go walking. Get out the house and go walking. I have me a new little baby. I call him Blue. He's a pit bull. Yes, he is a blue pit. And he's going to be my opening to go walking, to get out, get in the sun, and get some much-needed exercise and some much-needed light exposure. Don't stay in the house, you know. Get out as much as you can. A lot of us are depressed because we don't have, a lot of people are depressed because they feel like, I don't have friends and I don't have this. Get a pet, you know, or just get yourself, start practicing self-motivation. Get up, talk, look, don't answer yourself back, but talk to yourself. Talk and speak into your own life. You know, life and death lies in the power of your own tongue. So that means that you have to get up and you have to motivate yourself. Okay? Okay, I'm going to read different resources for those that are maybe dealing with depression. National Foundation of Depressive Illnesses. You can call 1-800-248-4344. National Institute of Mental Health. That's 1-800-421-4211. National Mental Health Association, 1-800-969-6642. National Mental Health Screening Project, 1-800-573-4433. Okay? So, again, I use scu.edu. for this study on today. All right, y'all, let's get back into the show. This is Queenie, Pastor J, Apostle J. Call me what you want to call me because your show can't call me Colette. We're going to keep it moving. I want to play a song by me, and it's called Jesus Loves Me right here on My Gospel Soul.
Been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible on the wall. This love keeps me up every time I fall. compels me, for the Bible tells me so.
Indeed, enjoyed my time with you today on My Gospel Soul Radio. I hope something was said that will help increase your life. Amen. If you are in that place of despair and depression, and if you heard any of the symptoms, if any of the symptoms that we have shared today, if it's something that you are experiencing, there's nothing wrong with going to a health care provider and discussing it with them. We want you to continue a lifestyle of prayer and faith, amen, because God can bring you out of anything. And get out of the house and get to moving again. It's time. The sun, listen, it's not as hot as it was over this summer. We're going into the fall month, so it's the perfect time to get on out and move around, okay? So I just want to encourage you to do so. We're going to go out of this show on a song by Q Stone. Y'all know I love it. And it's called Bless Somebody. I love you. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.
Speak. Many times we worry about things that we don't have and don't realize how much that we already have. There's many people out there that's less fortunate than you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Come on. Some folks got more than a little bit. Some folks got less than nothing. Come on. Some folks gotta work a lot of overtime just so they can get their kids something for real dough. Living check to check. Just one paycheck for being broke. And don't let nothing happen like your car break down.